My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Pretty amazing. Just when I thought I couldn't be frustrated with two teams, it's only one.
Which one?
Cleveland.
How does it feel watching them?
Can I? Here, let me. I'll explain this week in Cleveland. I did something I never do because that's not my thing. I went and watched an old game of Deshaun Watson in Houston.
Okay.
At the peak of his powers.
Okay.
That's with the two awesome receivers, the run game, everything works.
Awesome. You have Will Fuller as his other receiver.
Hold on. Had success, though. That's why they paid him a lot of money to come here.
Swindler.
And here's what I realized. Quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins, quarterbacks like, check please,
Flacco.
There's certain quarterbacks in this league that will always be able to get a job for one reason. They can throw the ball in the pocket. There is no offense designed for a quarterback to roll out and make plays. Let's be clear. It happens, but that's not offense. And when I go back and look, the one thing that I noticed is how long Deshaun Watson held the football. Right? So it really wasn't necessarily him reading a defense. It was waiting till somebody got open.
Okay.
So now I fast forward to present day. And now with the pass rush, with the offensive line, everybody's put a premium on making quick decisions and getting rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do have some guys who are mooses. Like, you can't, you know, Deshaun Watson. You look at Jaden Daniels. You look at Josh Allen. Those guys are unique in that they can throw the ball, but also run the football as well. Those are unique to this. The fact that now I've seen 2 weeks where I paid attention. Guys running in the middle of the field wide ass open, and he's not throwing it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that it's not a losing his fastball. It's that he maybe never had it to play in this style of offense that we have today.
Maybe. I mean, I think what, you know, like I don't know if I would go as far to say as he was never a good player or was overrated.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying times have changed. Now, more than any other time that I can remember in football, right? All these offenses, that's why you don't see a whole bunch of yards passing all the time. All these offenses are built on timing and getting rid of the ball quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys that hold on to the ball a little bit longer, those are the guys that seem to be struggling. So I don't know. Like, I'm just at this point, you're just looking for stuff because you're like, this can't be.
I think it can, though. I mean, like, it's one of those things. It's like you're. I get what you're saying, but also this is a very unique downfall in the way that it happened as well.
Let me be clear. I am only concentrating on the football aspect of it. If there's other things that probably may play a role in it, I'm not even talking about those things.
Oof.
Right.
Myles Garrett getting you more touchdowns yesterday than Deshaun Watson.
It is amazing. That defense has to be like, what the hell? You know, they haven't scored 20 points all year.
Sure do.
20 points.
What was the game they won?
They won the first game, I think.
Nah, they beat the Jaguars.
Wasn't that? Oof. No, that was their second week.
Week 2, 18-13, they beat the Jaguars.
Holy smokes. Well, the Dolphins only beat them 15-10. No, that was the Patriots.
Dolphins.
They scored 21 against the Jags.
Yep. Jaguars lost yesterday 35-16. A lot of ass kicking yesterday.
A lot of
ass kicking yesterday.
I tell you what, that Washington, that Washington Baltimore game,
that was a good game.
Worth the watch.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Worth the watch.
That was a good game. But your finals yesterday, you had the Bears smoke the Jaguars 35-16 in London.
Oof. And it wasn't that close.
Jaguars dropped to 1-5. The Packers beat the Cardinals 34-13.
That was a little shocking. Cardinals have been feisty all year. And I mean, Jordan Love is the real deal.
Very inconsistent team, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent team. The Colts, they beat the Titans 20-17. Will Levis took out a ball boy.
And Joe Flacco did Joe Flacco stuff. It's amazing. Like, they ran this guy out of the league.
The Texans handled the Patriots 41-21. Although Drake May, way better.
Look good.
Yeah, look good.
Look good. I mean, put it this way. His first start scored more points than anybody else that played the position this year.
What happened in the Bucs-Saints game? Because I arrived at the arena yesterday, and hey, I was like, that was a close game.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. I never seen so many points scored in a quarter and then in the first half. That was totals of some games. And then Baker Mayfield just lit him up.
Yeesh.
I mean, there's another guy got ran out of Dodge, bounced around, and then settled down. And oh, look, he can play quarterback.
Can't feel good. It can't feel good to be a Cleveland fan today. When you've seen Baker do this, and you're seeing what's going on with your football team, it can't feel good.
Put it this way. Here's how I would put it. Cleveland is responsible for running a six-time Super Bowl champ out of town.
Yep.
They are responsible for getting rid of the last two quarterbacks that have won games. And they wonder why they're not winning.
Mm.
Joe Flacco, you can say what you want about him.
I don't think they ran Joe Flacco out of town. I don't, you know. I mean they literally flew him in. Wasn't he like their third guy last year? They flew him in on coach.
Whatever. Like, you're not saying
you can count that.
Okay. Okay. And then what about Baker Mayfield?
No, that is your fault.
He played hurt and you held it against him.
Yeah, that's your fault. You deserve that.
I mean, but come on, man. Yikes.
That's bad karmatic energy.
I'm like, dude, let me tell you. There is nothing. There's two things now I nap to. Right? Golf and Cleveland Browns offense.
Yep.
It's like I got shot with that tranquilizer gun that got you.
I just feel bad for Myles Garrett. He has two broke feet and he leapt over the entire field goal unit to get you your only points.
Right.
Your only touchdown.
Right.
I feel terrible for that guy.
It's I've mentioned this. I'm like, it happens a lot in sports where one side of your ball is dominant and all the other side of the ball has to do is be competent, and you spend 5 years trying to make the other side of the ball competent, and then the other side gets old.
Ravens,
and that's, we're watching it right before our eyes. That's what's happening.
Ravens have won four straight. They beat the Commanders 30-23. You know what I thought yesterday? There was two things I thought yesterday. One, I can't believe the rest of the league let the Chiefs get the fastest receiver in the draft. And I can't believe the rest of the league let the Ravens get Derrick Henry.
Right. Exactly.
Like, what? If there was a whisper of it that said they're going to try and get who? No, we can't let that. We got to sign him just to keep him from him.
Well, and here's the other thing. Even more of a question is why Dallas didn't sign him with zero run game.
Weird.
Right. So, but.
Well, they said they didn't have the money for him, which is like, what?
They have this thing in sports where as soon as one person says it, they all just follow suit, right? So, Derrick Henry, he's around 30. We don't know, you know, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, running said, downhill, but right down your throat.
For $6 million, right? Think about this. He would have made anywhere from $6 million to $10 million. You have an organization that is worth $4 or $5 billion, if not more. And you
I'm
said,
all in.
He's all right. in.
No, he is not.
I'm all in.
You know Happy what all in Derek. Means? You know what all in means? All in means you get Derrick Henry instead of Ezekiel Elliott.
All in means losing 47-9 on your birthday.
I'm all in.
And it wasn't that close.
God, I'm so jealous of the Lions. They have what we had.
And they look like fun.
Oh, they're so much fun. They're throwing the fat guys. There's double reverses.
A reverse with a fat guy.
Oh, I miss it so much.
Well, in fairness to what's going on down here, you have health issues. It's not they don't want to be fun.
Well,
you know what I mean? So I'm going to just calm down with that a little bit.
They did lose Aiden Hutchinson, though. Broke his leg. Oh, tibia.
Feels so bad.
So a lot of people are saying they're saying the Lions got to go poach somebody. Go get a Max Crosby. Go get a Micah Parsons.
Here's how bad it was. Here's when you know an injury is bad. I mean, really bad. He had surgery last night.
Oof.
So just imagine, when is the last time you heard where it wasn't an emergency surgery for an athlete that they didn't wait a couple of days? Oh, we're going to get an MRI. He had surgery the same day. So that lets me know it's pretty serious.
Man, they're fun. Given, and yep. you know what they did, Marcos, yesterday? So Jared Goff got his elusive game ball because Man Campbell only gives out two game balls.
Solid.
But then they pulled the okie doke, and Jared Goff, he gave it to Man Campbell.
Oh.
And Man Campbell, he had those man tears.
Oh, man.
Dog, I love you, man.
This guy's emotional.
Let's go kick ass on three. One, two, three.
Hey. Oh, gosh. It's pretty amazing how you have a guy right here that was down here that wanted to change the culture and the attitude in which the team did things, right? And he's doing it in Detroit, and they took their lumps. That first year was tough. And look at them now. And that looks sustainable, doesn't it? Because they're like,
See no reason why not. They got everything. I mean, other than losing their star pass rusher, but that feels very much like they're at the point where they're going to, people, like if you're them, you put a little chips to the table, you go poach one of these star pass rushers from a bad team. That's what San Francisco does every year.
Yep. Yep. Except they, who's it? Chase Young. He's still playing, but what? I think he's with New Orleans.
Is he?
No. He's with Washington. Wait, no. Yeah.
He was with San Francisco.
No.
I don't know where he's
been
now.
Away from there. He's in New Orleans.
Yeah, he's in New Orleans.
Yeah. Right. Like, he's played for five different teams, and you go, I thought he was supposed to be like a stud. You know, he reminds me of Tom, what's his name? The Russian. Got drafted number two overall by Houston.
Mario Williams?
Jadeveon Clowney.
That doesn't begin with a T.
Jadeveon Clowney was a guy who disrupted everything but never made plays.
Jadeveon Clowney got drafted off of one play.
Yeah.
Like we all decided after he had that play.
But he did,
it was over.
He did run like a 4.5, dude.
I understand, but we all that's the resume. He didn't even need to run if he didn't want to. We all saw the play in college that he got drafted off.
Right. But just saying that, like, there's guys who are physical specimen that can run, that can do a lot of things. But they don't really, like, he's never had big sack numbers, right? But everybody wants him because he's a disruptor.
Speaking of a disruptor, Jim Harbaugh had a irregular heartbeat, still won.
So my question is, and I'm just being ignorant here.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in the blue tent if you have a regular heartbeat? Oh. Like, they can fix it in the blue tent?
I don't know, dude.
Right? Like, that seems a little...
I'm pretty sure Jim Harbaugh...
Doesn't that sound a little complicated?
If I'm Jim Harbaugh, I think Jim Harbaugh's like, I got this.
What, you think they hit him with a little defibrillator to get him back on track?
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know.
Is there certain injuries the blue tent can't fix? All right? Can we be clear on that?
Can we just, like...
He should have walked into the locker room and got some medical... Help
his brother,
the blue tent. Hey, and wait, let me ask you another question.
Yeah,
just out of curiosity, who diagnoses themselves with irregular heartbeat,
dude?
right,
his brother.
Like, to me, hey, frog boy, I'm not coming in today. Why? Regular heartbeat.
But did you see yesterday? Like, John left the press conference. Like, John left his victory press conference because he was so worried about his brother.
Yes!
His brother's like, I'm good. I'm on the side. I got it. We're good.
Right! So I'm like,
a lot of people thought it was the bubble guts.
Yes! Until he went in the blue tent. Also, something you can't fix in the blue tent. Bubble guts. I'm just trying to figure out. This comes from 100% ignorance. Of not knowing, but I'm saying, if you have an irregular heartbeat, what fixes a regular heartbeat is getting it, you know, calmed down or whatever. I'm not sure they don't have the medical devices in the blue tent to do that.
He got an IV and magnesium.
Oh, okay. All right. So there was.
He said he'd consult with his cardiologist on Monday.
Really?
I'll get to it.
Can I just make some
that man's football?
Can I just make some small, you know, suggestions here? Hey, not for nothing. Your heart might not want to wait until Monday. Right?
Broncos, you got to beat them. Broncos are rolling.
Oh my goodness! Now I did my college coach. He had like 2 quadruple bypasses. One while during the we played Ohio State, and then we got back quadruple bypass. He didn't even make it to the bowl game. Oof.
Oof.
Yeah, so I don't like, yeah, man. Like, there's certain things.
I don't know, man.
There's a, because I'll tell you what, like with my legs, right? You know, I have my buddy, Doc, right? We played like a month ago. He says, man, go get those checked right away, right? Now, this is from my friend. So I'm like, all right, I'll make an appointment. But I feel okay. Besides every now and then a little power outage in my legs. And he's like, what are you? He's like, he just give, you know how your friend looks at you and you know how I look at you and just disgust at times. Sometimes. Like we were in the airport.
Yep.
like he looked at me like that. Like, what are you doing? Like, dude, it's like.
John, perhaps we should get you to the hospital. You know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Magnesium and IVs. I think the magnesium was more important.
I guess so.
I again, not a. I'm just
kind of sounds like one of those things where he just took like a Tylenol and he goes, I'm good. You month on Monday.
Hey, I'm bro science in this thing. So everybody just calm the bleep down. But I'm just like thinking, and that's something that probably needs a immediate attention. Right?
I would think so.
Right.
But what needed immediate attention was beating the Broncos.
I guess.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come. Mike McDaniel. We missed the Dolphins. They are back this week against the Indianapolis Colts. Mike McDaniel speaking to the media, giving us some injury updates. We'll get to that coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
First person shooter mode. We turning your song to a funeral. To the just say they don't office. You better be talking about working in cubicles. Yeah, them boys had it locked, but I knew the code. A lot of debating my new.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Shoot them over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Should let you guys know we have a show ending early today because the Panthers play at 1 o'clock today. The Panthers play the Bruins today at 1 o'clock. Busy sports day, ladies and gentlemen. You got Panthers. You got both championship series going on in baseball. Last night, the Mets.
Woo.
They lost 9-0 to the Dodgers.
Hmm. Did Shohei go deep?
He did not. He was 2 for 4 with an RBI. But I think the Dodgers have gone like 33 straight innings without giving up a run.
Bro.
So
Jesus. Well, then.
That's good. Just to let everybody know. That's good.
How's my boy Tony doing?
Who?
You know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
What? Anthony Rizzo.
Oh. I'm playing. I think his arm is broken.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably sad.
Isn't he in New York?
He plays for the Yankees, yeah, but but his arm is broken. I said Birdie's playing first base for them.
Probably watching the Browns game yesterday. Very upset.
Speaking of broken, by the way, the Lions, you mentioned their surgery.
Oh, man.
They had just put out a statement. Aiden Hutchinson underwent successful surgery to repair a fractured tibia and fibula at Baylor White Medical Center in Irving, Texas last night.
Whoa.
He will return to Detroit this week, expected to make a full recovery. No timeline for his return to play at this time.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the bad ones. You don't come back very soon. It takes a while.
Fractured, does that mean Super Bowl run, he can pull like what Terrell Owens did?
No. I saw some people.
He probably has some screws and a plate.
Some people were speculating if they made the Super Bowl, maybe, but no, come on, dude.
No chance.
Terrell Owens did it.
He did.
Okay, different injury.
Was it?
I don't even know what injury it was.
He had
a broken leg from a horse collar, right?
It was more of his ankle. And remember, they had to put the screws in.
Yeah. Whatever it was, I remember it being badass that he was even out there.
Yeah, because he suffered it on December 19th. So for him to be able to turn that around and be ready for the Super Bowl like 2 months later, that was crazy.
No, but again, different injury, dude, than a broken leg.
It was a fractured fibula and an ankle injury. It was a torn ligament in his ankle and a fractured fibula.
But it's just probably, it's all in the same area.
Oof. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either way, that's tough.
7 weeks after the injury, he caught 9 passes for 122 yards in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl,
that's tough.
And then he got on his quarterback.
Oh yeah. Mike McDaniel, he's speaking to the media, and he says that Tua Tagovailoa met with experts last week. Continues to be positive. He's eligible to, of course, come back next week. And then says he does expect him to come back at some point this year. I don't know why ESPN, like, I got notifications that says like Tua not playing this week. He's not allowed to play this week. Then them's the rules.
Which is still annoying to me. You notice.
I understand, but the rules are the rules. And so like I saw Jeremy Fowler tweet this out, and I got like notifications on my phone. Like, this is like, yeah, we know he was not allowed to play. We know he's not allowed to play this week. And he also says that he's optimistic Bradley Chubb will return this season, but Bradley Chubb will not come off the IR practice window this week. He is eligible. River Craycraft is eligible. Isaiah Wynn is eligible, but none of those guys apparently are going to have their window open this week. So
I'm sorry. The quote was this season?
Tua.
No, for Bradley Chubb. Bradley Chubb.
That he's optimistic he'll come back at some point this season.
That tells me that he's not close. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it's like, yeah.
Here's what you have to figure. He got hurt in December, right?
Yes. Towards ACL.
Yes.
Towards ACL. So you're looking at 7-8 months now, maybe 9? Almost 9 months.
Yeah.
And he probably, if he's doing anything, he probably just started running or jogging. So the period of time in which, like, if they were to make him active right now, I don't know if he'd be ready to play in 21 days, even if he's healthy.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's that's kind of
the conundrum. Mm. It's not, he's not only got to be healthy, but he's got to be healthy and go through the 21 days of practice and working out and, you know, and that whole stretch. So if you wait and work him hard on the side and then get a better idea of where he is, then you can open the 21 day and then he'd get back quicker because he's already done a lot of the stuff if you brought him back too early.
Yeah, the McDaniel quote is, I don't expect to see Bradley Chubb this week. As far as the weeks moving ahead, we'll see. When asked if he'll play again this year, quote, the way that he's attacked and come back from a serious injury, I'm optimistic that I will for sure, just because we haven't had any setbacks.
Two things. Let me hip you guys to a little something here.
Yep.
There's two things that are consistent with injuries. Quick healer, hard worker. He's attacking the workouts and whatever. And the other thing is the fact that he's beating science. Or I'd say beat science. You guys say that, right?
Well, I mean, one guy did beat science. I mean, Jalen Phillips did beat science.
Okay.
You know, one guy ruined science for him was Jordan Poyer. let's not lose sight of that. Like he did beat science. It's just like he got sucker punched.
Or how many times the coach says he ahead of schedule?
Mike McDaniel doesn't like timelines. He always says, I don't like timelines. But that was a big Adam Gase thing. He said that when I remember with Ryan Tannehill, he said, no one heals faster than I've seen this guy heal.
Until he got re-hurt from not healing properly the first time.
That's right.
So I guess, he's pretty on par with everybody else. Which is what I try to tell you guys.
Speaking of dumbass coaches, did you see Sirianni fighting the Eagles fans yesterday?
Browns fans or Eagles?
No.
Was it Eagles fans?
Oh, no. He was fighting Eagles fans.
Here's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Here's the only problem with
that. I saw him yelling.
It's not the message. It's the messenger.
So crazy.
That being said, I always have a problem when fans complain about winning. Because every game is not going to be aesthetically pleasing. And so just win the game, right? But you're booing your team and you won the game. I don't care how bad it looked.
Mm.
I mean, okay. But you know what? At the end of the year, you're going to say, thank God we squeaked by those couple of wins or whatever. So, like, yeah. Now, that being said, everybody already wants to punch him in the face for reasons nobody can explain. It's just how he goes about stuff.
It's his essence.
Right. And so from that standpoint, you kind of have to be humble, a little extra, a little more humble, simply because you already know you got a punchable face.
That's right.
So yeah, although I get what he was saying, because I've said this to you, I've said it to you all the time. I understand fans. I don't get mad at them. Right? I don't attack them for booing. But I've always said, what gives your team a better chance to turn it around? Isn't that what you want?
Yeah, but like
booing doesn't do it.
Yeah, but also you coach in Philadelphia. Like, aren't you hard into it by now?
Again, I played in a place that slashed somebody's tires for catching a punt.
I would think this guy has armadillo skin at this point. Like he just seems like he's gotten more mad as the weeks have gone by.
Are you familiar with people?
No, but like some guys.
Nobody has skin like you expect somebody to have. And again, You're saying because he's a coach, he's supposed to have thick skin. I'm saying because he's Nick Seriano, maybe he doesn't.
No, but I'm saying that when you are, what is he, 3-4 years into that job now,
yeah,
you're just like, I coach ingrates. Yeah. Like, I would just think at that point, you're just like, yeah.
You would. Some people are very sensitive. You're never going to change that. Damn. Right? Look around the world. Like, no matter what you say or do, they find it offensive. They can't let it go. They got to keep, like, yes, there's people like that.
I'll tell you what, if he does have to look for a new job and get a new suit for a new press conference,
get that suit clean, baby.
I want to get that suit clean, dude. And I see our boy Ara over at A&T Dry Cleaners. For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run, Leroy.
Yep, just give them a call at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They do alterations. They have a seamstress on site who can do same-day alterations. Please give them a call first. The prices vary, and the amount of time it takes to fix your clothes is gonna it matters. So just give them a call first. Give a quote. They're going to hook you up. They're going to give you a great deal. But just, look, let's be fair to Ara, okay?
Of course, man. He's got a special deal for our audience out there. If you guys mention Tobin and Leroy when you go to A&T Dry Cleaners, you get 25% off your order. 25% just for mentioning us two show ponies. Ara's going to give you guys a great deal. If you got Halloween coming up, you want a costume, doesn't fit quite right because you did that online order, they can adjust that for you. You got some sports uniforms that need to be adjusted for the upcoming season, they got that for you. You lose a little weight, you need that adjusted, go check out A&T Dry Cleaners. Text or call Ara, 954-610-9383. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. And again, you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Ability and technology.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Hurricanes back this week as well. You got a high noon kickoff against Louisville.
Don't sleep on Louisville.
You see everybody doing the smell-a-fint all over the country, though? Yeah. I saw that Western Kentucky got a little jelly belly because all of a sudden the celebration is taking off. And I don't know what to do with this, Leroy, because, you know, if you have a celebration and somebody uses your celebration, but you make it more famous, but you gave credit to the artist, what are you supposed to do with that?
Can't be mad if other people use it.
Can't be mad if other people use it.
Correct.
But, like, they're mad. Western Kentucky is now getting a little salty that everyone is calling it the Cam Ward.
Oh, well, no. Wait. So here's the problem, right? If you cover a song, you can't call it your song.
He's not calling it his song. He's already
other people are calling it because they never seen Western Kentucky. Well,
which is understandable.
That's kind of like the world we live in today. And let me tell you why. All these young kids hear the new music, they think those songs are original. I have to come in and say, right, hey, no, that's music from an old song. That's they sampling that, right?
You like it, you like it.
Again, if you like it, you like it. If he's giving the proper respects to Western Kentucky.
He did.
The artists of today don't do that.
You don't have to always attribute to be like, oh, by the way, everybody, this is the Hilltoppers. Because
he acknowledged it the first time.
First time he was like, I got it from a coach at Western Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. All right, we move on. But yeah. now they're all salty because it's like, what the guy is weird. I can
that. Listen. Now you sound like Vanilla Ice now. Doom, 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 doom. Hey, so, hey. So, you see what I'm saying? Look, Valip, he did give them their props, right? But I will also say this. This kind of has the same feel of the Eminem and Dido collaboration. Dido made the song. Yes. Dido made the song. And then Eminem that song kind of blew up.
Of course.
So that's kind of how he gave the proper credit. He put her in the credits. It's Eminem and Dido. It's not just Dido, right? So yeah. All you can do if you Cam Ward is give credit where credit is due.
Which he did. Right? But does he have to do it now every time? Because now all of a sudden Western Kentucky is coming for their credit.
He gave the proper acknowledgement of where he got it from. Right? And then you go from there.
Just because, like, now the sports world is like, oh, because no offense, Western Kentucky, but you was just cooler than Western Kentucky. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
And especially with Cam Ward. Well,
because here's the other thing. You know, sometimes somebody can come, hey, man, you mind if I use this thing you do? Yeah, go ahead. And then it blows up. Mm. And it's bigger than you would have ever imagined. You can't then go back and say, hey, give me my cut. We was cool. We were cool. I asked you, hey, you mind if I use this? Can I, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But I can understand the Hilltoppers having the problem, but...
them's the breaks.
Nobody wouldn't even know who the Hilltoppers were if not for...
Exactly, dude. Do I want the first guy to ever make music, or do I want Michael Jackson? Dude, like, I get it. You were there first.
Is he the first one to ever moonwalk? Was there, like, some guy?
Exactly. Who cares who did it first? That guy did it, you know? Western Kentucky, you know, first of all, figure out why there's a western part of an eastern state. I can't deal with this. I've had enough of West Virginia, Western Kentucky, South Dakota. I'm sorry. Now I'm ranting.
Which is all fine. Like, I get it. He
has done his requirements by giving the credit to where it's due. It is not Cam Ward's fault that he's a Heisman Trophy front runner, except for that running back that's running for 200 yards a game.
Did it again. I don't know if you saw this week.
What did he run for?
I think 180 this week or something like that.
Yeah, because you know what his more or less was on Prize Picks?
183.
And I'm like, there ain't no way in hell I'm picking a running back to run for 183 yards.
He had 217, I'm sorry.
Is that crazy?
He's good.
He got 1,300 yards already.
Yeah, they get so here's what happened. So Barstool, because Debo did it on Thursday night. Then everybody was doing it. I think all of Oregon was doing the smell-o-fent. We saw the Panthers fans are doing it. Like, everybody's doing it. It's kind of like when everybody was doing the waddle. Right. But they, Western Kentucky, they said, the birth of Zombieland. And they put the picture August 27th, 2022, which, I mean, you don't have a timestamp. Like, you got, you know, you're just putting that date. Like, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm not.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
Wait. I have acknowledged all the parts to this as being truthful from Cam's side to the Hilltopper side. I'm not going to let you then all of a sudden try to, you see what I'm saying? That's crazy. He's already given them acknowledgement.
He did.
Okay. So why are you questioning when they started doing it?
You know, like, don't get so salty about it. Come on. Don't get so salty about it. Like, okay, it's enough. Look, it's fine. You guys maybe invented it, but you can't. Western Kentucky, just think about what you're tweeting, okay? You're so lame that you tweet something that owns yourself because you're acknowledging something you did 2 years ago is now just catching on because why? Because the mother bleeping best quarterback in the country is doing it, not you. I don't even know what a Hilltopper is. But, like, it's a self-own. You're like, oh, we did this in August of 2022. Oh, and TikTok, now it's just catching up.
And hold on. I hate when you do this.
Sorry. But I'm just, you know.
It is the first time they did it, as you read in the damn message.
Okay. But
you said it's the first time.
If they're saying they came up with it 2 years ago,
that's when they started it,
and Cam Ward was even doing it last year too in at Washington State. But there's something about the U, baby. When the U is doing it, it's a trendsetter. Just like when they did the turnover chain and then everybody had a trinket. Everybody had a toy for turnovers.
Except Florida State.
Turnover backpack, turnover backpack, turnover backpack.
Backpack. But they don't have to worry about that too much this year.
But do you see how silly this is?
It's not. Listen.
Use your credit.
Oh, hey. Oh. Hey, hey. Everybody got their proper amount of credit, right? Cam acknowledged where he got it from, right? No, no, there's no questions, no arguments.
Bum.
Now everybody else is doing it. And so they're not crediting the Hilltoppers. And that's what they say. Hey, let's not forget where this started.
Okay.
So everybody's good. Tobin, you know, everybody can fight they side and say they're good, and they're good. It's okay. It don't have to be a problem that the Hilltoppers are coming out. It don't have to be a problem that, you know, Cam acknowledged where he got it from. It don't have to be a problem that everybody else is doing it. You should be glad that you have a celebration that everybody in the country is doing.
Hold on.
That's it.
When it was back in the, like when Conor McGregor started doing the McGregor strut, the Billy strut, and everybody's like, oh, he's doing the Conor McGregor, even though Conor McGregor stole it from Vince McMahon, who stole it from a wrestler back in the territories. Doesn't matter. Whoever's the most famous right now, making it a thing again, makes it the thing.
Okay, right. But you still know the origins of it.
No, not really. Most people just know it's Conor McGregor.
Maybe Conor McGregor was doing that because he's like, I'm a clown show just like WWE.
I don't know why he was doing it, but it was cool, objectively. Everybody loves the McGregor dance, the McGregor walk.
I mean, when Vince McMahon did it, you knew he was serious.
By the way, he's never fighting again. Just be clear. Saw him this weekend in Spain. He's never fighting again.
Huh? Why? He look out of shape or was he partying?
He looks like Spanish cocaine.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that.
He weighed like 2 bills.
It just looks like he is just partying way too hard to ever fight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't even think you should. Just live your life.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about you, though. Is that too much?
Oh, no, you're going to hear about him.
I know.
Oh,
that's the problem.
Whoa. There will not be a time.
Yeah.
That you won't hear about Conor McGregor.
I just want him to go away, dude.
Because every time you talk about MMA, somebody says, what's Conor doing? Right?
He assaulted my mascot. I don't want to deal with this guy anymore.
I would love to get man in the Bernie suit just with, if we could just black out silhouette and just be like, and then he hit me. And I saw Tweety Birds.
Wait.
And he sprayed me with this disgusting spray.
Hey, dude, but. The problem is mascots don't talk.
I know. That's why we got to hide them.
If you put a bird silhouette, like
he's not a bird. He's not a bird.
We know it's you.
It's fire, right? He's just like walking.
He's a flame
fire.
With a basketball nose. Everybody knows.
Okay. He was like.
Looks a little birdish.
We're a bird.
We know it's you.
Take a break. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app